Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And happy St. Patrick's Day, Friday, the 17th of March. Here's what people are talking about. The weather has changed and is changing. It's going to be a cold weekend. High school boys basketball, Ball State women's basketball, St. Patrick's Day, the parade in Muncie, and there's so much to talk about. I don't know if I can get it all in the opening tease. Live from the Axia Command Center this morning, I'm Steve Lindell. Good morning. We have President Mearns coming in just a moment, as promised. We will talk to you and talk to him about everything Ball State University. There's a lot going on, and we are pleased and proud to be in the middle of all of it. As we did mention at the start, it is St. Patty's Day. Ho-dee-do-dee-do. And people are talking about that.
America's talking to Fox News.
A sea of green is taking over streets across the United States as Americans celebrate St. Patrick's Day. What is your favorite part of the holiday?
We love every parade. We try not to ever miss one. There's a lot of Irish pride in our family. It's the perfect double whammy.
The party! Sing the parade!
It's a fun time ever doing this.
Everyone's lively. Everyone gets along. It's awesome.
It's just good vibes, good deals, good drinks, green beer.
Been waiting for it all week.
Southeast about celebrating a shared heritage of being Irish.
Oh, I love it because I'm Irish. Huge for us. It's one of the biggest days that we have because we have corned beef and cabbage and we stay open late that day.
Unity, the unity of the people.
I love it.
My great-grandmother came over here from Ireland. We don't take enough time to celebrate where we come from.
Life's too short. You gotta have a good time on St. Patrick's
Day. St. Patrick's Day, that's for the Irish.
That's not about the holiday. You know, the holiday is about spending time with each other.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the St. Patrick's.
America's talking to Fox News.
On the new WMUN Delaware County Today, we're looking forward to a staff and client mixer lunch event. We started that last year. Jay Chapman and so many others on our staff put that together. We look forward to that. And if you are an invited guest, we will see you there then. I'm Steve Lindell, live on Delaware County Today on the new WMUN. Bottom of hour today, a live conversation with Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour. I invited him on as a guest to tell me more about the news that broke out during the Muncie Redevelopment Commission yesterday related to the request for a tax abatement for a new potential apartment building for the city of Muncie. City Council did not take action on that last week, as reported by Mike Rhodes and our Brett Busby when I was on vacation. We're going to ask the mayor about what he called Plan B, which was a bit of a surprise yesterday at that MRC meeting. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We want to make sure that we understand all the nuances and that you do too. Right now, from a conversation that we had yesterday late morning with President Jeffrey Mearns at Ball State University, I was talking to him about, the Ball State women's basketball game. And by the way, it was not only a win last night, but a huge win. I've already been texting Coach Brady Salee. Final score was 101-86. Next game will be Monday on the road. Ball State will be traveling to, I forget who, I'll get to that in a second. First, I wanted to know with President Mearns yesterday, how did we get that home game to open the WNIT?
Well, so they give it to, you know, they play at the first few rounds are played at the home court of the higher seed. So we're a higher seed than Belmont. And so we hope that maybe if we win this game that we'd have a chance to host another one at Worthen Arena. So when we thought we might get this opportunity, Ken Butoff reached out to the tournament directors and indicated to them we'd welcome the opportunity to host another home basketball game.
And with respect to the new AD, I was intending to ask you, has he arrived for work yet? I forgot his start date.
His start date is on Monday, March 20th. Jeff Mitchell will be joining the Cardinal will be joining the Cardinals. And we're very excited. You've heard me talk about him before. We were obviously disappointed when Beth Getz moved along. Happy for her, but very grateful that we found another outstanding person to lead our athletics department.
President Mearns, BSU, the BSU. How upset were you when the men basketball team got stiffed?
Well, I think, frankly, the way they've played, they had a very good season. Yeah. They exceeded expectations, I think 20 wins or maybe a little over 20 wins. I just think that under the leadership of Coach Lewis, they played well throughout the season and maybe just ran out of gas a little bit and had a couple of critical energies, injuries, a few critical injuries at the end. And so I think given the health of some of our players and the length of the season, maybe it wasn't a bad thing. And I'm sure Coach Lewis will be already thinking about how to prepare for next November.
Stay on sports here at Ball State University. The baseball team, did they play in the snow this week at home? And are we getting a dome for them anytime soon?
We will not be getting a dome for our baseball or softball teams. Right. They're outstanding players, and they're also very tough. I think they're playing today, as you're listening, I think they're playing today. I don't recall offhand whether they played earlier in the week, but they play in some cold and damp weather. And I hope now you're going to ask me about Charity Griffith, our outstanding women's track athlete.
That was my next question. How did you know that? Can you see my notes?
No, so you tell me how she did.
Well, I wanted you to tell me because I think it means more coming from you.
So she qualified for the national championships, the NCAA Division I championships in two events, which is very rare. She finished 13th in the pentathlon, which is a multi-event competition. And she finished 5th in the high jump and is an All-American again. And just so that you put this in context, do you know how high she can jump? What her all-time best high jump is?
I would suggest higher than me.
Correct. It's 6'2¾", nearly 6'3". So she could jump over you.
Wow.
Yeah. And our team finished the season, the indoor season, ranked 25th in Division I in the country.
That is
great
exciting.
Season for our women's track and field athletes.
And gymnastics really did well, too. Co-MAC champions, I'm sure you're aware of that.
Correct. Co-MAC championships champions for the regular season, and then we're looking forward to the MAC tournament champion or competition championship, which is coming up pretty soon, and hopefully we'll win that competition too.
Back to the track for just a second. Were you testing me just then? The thought just occurred to me. Is that what you were doing to me?
No, I was just engaging. I was just hopeful that this could be a give and take and that I would occasionally have an opportunity to ask you questions
as well. Dr. James Buss, tell me about that name and what's going on there.
Yeah, Jim will be joining us in June as the new dean of our Honors College. He'll be succeeding John Emmert. Dean Emmert has done a wonderful job raising the reputation, increasing the size of our Honors College, and helping us to generate significant philanthropic support for our students in that program. Jim will be joining us from Northern Kentucky University, an institution I'm familiar with, even though I didn't overlap with him. He started the Honors College at NKU, brings a lot of experience and passion to our university, and is a great successor to John Emmert.
Going away from notes here, I only know one person personally named Dom. Dom Caristi also was in the news recently.
Yes, he just got a recognition award. He's been an outstanding faculty member here in CCIM for quite some time, and a good friend.
A good guy, too. Good community member. I'm with President Jeffrey Mearns, who is also a good guy. He is our guest on Delaware County today. Max Norris, women's tennis coach. Last time we spoke, the news had just come that he was not the tennis coach anymore. Can you tell us any update on that situation, sir?
Well, he's on an administrative leave, and we're conducting an evaluation of some concerns that have been reported to us. And so because it's a personnel matter that's under evaluation, I really can't share any more information at this point.
Fair enough. Ball State University ranked by Forbes recently as a good place to work.
Not just a good place to work, but a great place to work. So they did, they did an evaluation of mid-size employers, all across the country and ranked them by state. Ball State finished fourth overall of all mid-size employers in the state of Indiana, and we were the number one college or university to work for in the state of Indiana in that category. You know, our commitment to our students is to help them prepare for fulfilling careers and to lead meaningful lives. And to do that, we must continue to provide support to our outstanding faculty and staff so that they can have fulfilling careers here on our campus and lead meaningful lives both at work and in our community. So very proud of that recognition, but certainly want to continue to do much more to support the dedicated and talented faculty and staff that I have the great good fortune to work for and with here at Ball State.
He is Jeffrey Mearns, president of Ball State. I'm Steve Lindell interviewing him on the new WMUN this week. I'm sure you've seen this video of a speech of a sitting federal judge at Stanford Law School interrupted by student protesters as well as a school administrator. What I wanted to ask you, President Mearns, since we had the chance to talk today, what is Ball State's policy for such situations?
Well, that kind of conduct would be unacceptable. A few years ago, our university board of trustees, with our support, adopted principles around the freedom of expression and our commitment to freedom of expression. You know, we define inclusiveness as diversity of race and ethnicity and other attributes, but we also respect and have a commitment to respecting diversity of opinions and ideas. That's what a university is all about. And we have aligned our policies, including at events like a public speech, to align with those principles. And our policies would certainly prohibit that kind of conduct. We actually, just at our most recent board meeting, just a couple weeks ago, gave the Board of Trustees a report on the actions that we're taking, the policies and educational programs that we're developing to ensure that all members of our campus community, our students, our faculty, and our staff, understand what is expected of them to honor that commitment to freedom of expression and diversity of ideas, opinions, and perspectives.
Final couple of moments we have with Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns. Someone drove through campus recently and said to me, they look like they're getting very close on that beautiful amphitheater project. Can you give us an update on that?
Yes, it is a great project. It will be completed sometime this spring.
Wow.
And then we'll do the site work over the summer, and we would anticipate having the first performance at the amphitheater sometime in August or September. And very grateful. I want to say once again how grateful I am to Charlie Brown, a distinguished and very generous graduate of Ball State, who is the principal donor to that project, along with the John Anderson Foundation out of Valparaiso.
Squishmallows, the final update here. Have you checked on the licensing agreement for the Cardinal version of that little squishy toy?
No, haven't seen that application just yet, and every day I look at my inbox to see if I've received it, but haven't gotten it yet, Steve.
I'm sure it's a top priority, President Mearns, is it not?
It is, along with visiting with you and grateful to you to give me an opportunity to share the good things that are happening at Ball State with your audience.
Thank you for your good work, sir. Thank you for the time as well. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you, Steve.
From a conversation yesterday late morning with President Jeffrey Mearns, Ball State University, aired this morning on Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.
My name is Tabitha Reichert. I am a special education teacher here at Muncie Central. What works for one student doesn't always work for another. The thing that I want to focus on the most in every class is building a relationship. If I don't have that relationship and they don't want to be in the classroom, I'm not going to get anywhere with them. I just want to keep finding those little things that will help inspire students, because maybe someday it's going to completely change their life.
Muncie Community Schools, placing learners first.
Hey, it's Mark Forster, the Coach's Corner, live from Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill and Crestview Golf Club. Will return April 1st as winter sports competition coming to a close. Spring sports are ramping up.
Hear from area high school coaches, players, and administrators about their athletic programs on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN, Muncie.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids
faster
than ride in an ambulance.
I'd rather have a catch with my dog, Curtis, than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease, asthma, or diabetes, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Learn more at Prevnar20.com. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.
New year, new career. Hi, this is Stephen Brand, General Manager at Magna. If you are looking for a career with a people-centric environment, then Magna is the place for you. Magna could be the perfect fit. Want to find out? Getting started is simple. Walk in any Wednesday between 8 a.m. and noon for an on-the-spot interview. Find out about Magna's world-class benefits with profit sharing, apprenticeships, and 401k match. Job security is key when making career decisions, and Magna has a plan for you. We look forward to moving your career with Magna forward for all.
Are you a student studying broadcasting or related fields at an Indiana college or university? Then make plans to attend the Indiana Broadcasters Association Spring Career Fair, the afternoon of March 25th in Carmel. Stations from all over Indiana, including Wolf Boom Radio, will be on hand accepting resumes from aspiring broadcasters, so bring plenty. Start your career in broadcasting at the Indiana Broadcasters Career Fair, Saturday, March 25th. Visit indianabroadcasters.org to register.
You'll help name this radio show. It's New and Now on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and the new free app. Back to WMUN's Steve Lindell.
March is a big month at Plan
Z. So much to cover on this show. Hi, hello, and good morning. I am Steve Lindell. And we've already mentioned today is St. Patty's Day. Let's also kind of set up the day here. We call this the morning snapshot.
It's March 17th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish pride is on display as we all celebrate the Feast of St. Patrick. The patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick, is believed to have worn green clothing and used a shamrock to illustrate the Holy Trinity. And while much of that lore is probably not true, we all get to enjoy being Irish for the day. So put on something green, head to a St. Patrick's Day parade, and enjoy a traditional Irish meal of corned beef and cabbage. By the way, it's also National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. Also on this date, in 1762, the first St. Patrick's Day parade is celebrated in New York City. And in 1905, Albert Einstein finished his paper on the quantum theory of light, which is one of the foundations of modern physics. If it's your birthday today, you share it with multiple gold medal winning Olympic swimmer, American Katie Ledecky, born in 1997. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, Delaware County today, we are told the Muncie Parade for St. Patrick's Day is still on as scheduled. 6 p.m. start time, downtown Muncie. I think lineup starts at about 5. Coming up bottom of hour, a live interview with Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour. I invited him on. Steve Lindell, good morning. I invited him on this morning to talk about the development yesterday at the Muncie Redevelopment Commission related to the Horizon Company, LLC, and the request for a tax abatement for an apartment complex that came up at City Council for Muncie. It was tabled last week as covered in our local news. That's coming up at 8:30 this morning, or pretty close to that. Now, excuse me, last week I had the good fortune of being away and on vacation, and my beautiful wife Nancy and I walked a lot last week. And because of that, she lost 4 pounds while we were on a cruise.
This is House Call for Health. The elevator or the stairs? If you're concerned about a healthy lifestyle, you should start walking because those steps count. The American Council on Exercise says 10 minutes of stair climbing for a 165-pound person burns 100 calories. It'll also strengthen leg muscles and give you an energy boost. Dr. Kelly Jones is a performance dietitian and consultant in Philadelphia and tells Fox News Digital, compared to walking on a flat surface, climbing stairs requires people to raise their own body weight against the forces of gravity, putting extra stress on muscles and the cardiorespiratory system. Dr. Jones went on to say, when stairs are taken regularly, the body is better able to recover from added stress to become stronger and more metabolically efficient, positively impacting health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And on the new WMUN, Fox News affiliate, you hear updates all day, all weekend, too, right before the top of the hour, so you know what's happening in your world. This is Delaware County Today, a live local radio talk show with guests and information and what Muncie, Delaware County, is talking about. Today, it's basketball. Way to go, and good luck to Wapahani, 10 in the morning, and Delta. Both those boys' teams, the Delta game scheduled for about high noon. And then when you win the morning session or the first session, you'd have the championship game Saturday, 8 p.m. Here's our plan again. Just spread the word. That Wapahani game will be live on what we call Blake FM from the Woof Boom Radio Group. Six formats, one mission. We use our voice to build our community. And the frequencies for that Wapahani game will be 96.7, 102.9 FM, free streams. And there is an Alexa command. I think it's Play Blake FM after you enable the skill. Then on this station at about noon, you'll get the Delta game. That one, of course, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams. Alexa command is Play WMUN after you enable the skill. And then the championship games will be aired on the same station that I just mentioned, assuming both win. If only one or the other wins, that game would be moving to this station, the FM, AM, and free streams. How about the Ball State women? Again, mentioning this because it was late last night for a huge home win over Belmont, 101-86. So Monday evening is the next one. It'll be on the road at Memphis, 8 p.m., and that one will be live, as they all are. The Ball State women are home on the new WMUN and have been for... well, for eons. I don't even... how long is an eon? Well, it's a long time. All right, checking the clock here. We are getting closer to connecting with the mayor of Muncie. That is next on the new WMUN.
March is a big month at Plan Z. It's the month when people who quit the first diet they started in January decide not to quit on their weight loss goals. It's also the time we run our customer appreciation sale. This year, we're going to pull out all the stops by offering a totally new pricing program for Plan Z. Become a member for just $19 a month. Then buy your dieting supplies as you need them. The ZR50 Crave Control Spray will be discounted too. This stuff is magic. Of course, this is a very limited time offer, so hop on it. Plan Z is still backed up with two guarantees. One of them is a skeptic's guarantee that allows you to try Plan Z and convince yourself that this is the right diet for you. If you have ever thought about doing Plan Z but backed off because it didn't fit the budget, take the time now to visit PlanZDiet.com and get the new details on this amazing offer. We are still the safest, most effective, best-tasting diet on the planet. You'll eat real food, you won't have to exercise, and you'll see results fast. PlanZDiet.com.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Update your home with a new Spectra gutter system. Gutters are essential for controlling rainwater runoff from your roof. Choose from three in-stock colors. Right now, Spectra gutters are only $8.99 each after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through March 19th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, guys, it's time for our new Sheriff Goslin spring commercial. It looks like it's going to be a busy season, and it's time to get to work. So what do you think we should say, Gary?
With the spring storms coming, our customers should know that we are happy to work with their insurance company. What do you think, Adam?
I think we should also make sure they know about our seamless gutter systems, along with financing for qualified customers.
Sounds good. Just remember to tell them to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff.
All-new, all-free, 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Woof Boom Radio, said this effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County. Sponsored in part by Magna, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, Minnetrista, MITS, IU Health, Muncie Public Library, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal. Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
On Friday, the 17th of March. Good morning again, Delaware County Today, talking about what people are talking about. And we are now connecting with, telephonically, the mayor of Muncie, Dan Ridenour. Congratulations on your Pacers last night, Mr. Mayor. Good heavens, who did they beat again?
They beat the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, just the Bucks, that's all.
Just the Bucks, that's all.
Oh, man.
On the road.
Holy cow, that is something, isn't it? Hey, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
You always are very available to us, and we appreciate that. But when something comes up that we want some community information for, you're always very kind and accessible to us. I'll do the backstory on this. Last week, I was away on vacation with Nancy, and I missed the city council meeting. For our listeners that may have missed that story, you tell me if I've got the story correctly, okay, Mr. Mayor?
Sure.
At the city council meeting, you had brought up the notion of council considering a 5-year tax abatement for an apartment company to come into Muncie and build a 276 apartment complex. After some discussion and questions and so on and so forth, it was tabled, which my estimation is that is not completely uncommon and doesn't mean yay, nay, or something in between. However, fast forward to yesterday at the Muncie Redevelopment Commission, we watched your presentation to the MRC, and you came up with what you called a Plan B. Is there a worry or concern that that company is going to pull out of the project? Is that why there's a Plan B? What's the backstory on that?
Well, yes. So what you said is accurate, but there's more to the story.
Sure, please.
And I'll try and share some of that. Number one, we brought this to the council back in January.
Okay.
And it requires two meetings. So that was fine, and they approved it at that point. But they had there were several so the reason it was tabled was there was a concern that it was going to be voted down based on what council members were saying to each other.
Okay.
And so one of the council members thought if we have more time, this would be Aaron Clark, that maybe we can come up with another way to make this work and get the council to approve it. Well, I know that cities have and the bottom line is it's good for the city. It's very good for the city financially in that this is a $52 million total investment. The city is putting in a small amount compared to the total investment. It's $52.44 million. The city is putting in $2.5 million for infrastructure, and the rest of it's being financed from the company and from their lending institutions and state tax credits.
Okay.
So the state would be involved as well. The city has three different options to come up with financing and helping with incentivizing a project. Mm-hmm. There are state opportunities. Most of those have to do with manufacturing, and there are federal, and almost all of those have to do with manufacturing. They like those bigger projects. $52 million's big,
yeah,
but it's not something that creates a number of jobs. It creates opportunities for people to live in better housing.
And this is low-income housing, too. I believe I'm seeing that correctly from the release here, right?
It is, yeah, moderate to low income. Yes, yeah, so that you have to be below the median income to move in.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. And one of the questions,
but,
as I understand
it's not,
it, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, at the
but
council meeting.
It's not housing vouchers.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
This is nothing to do with Section 8. But so somebody making $25,000 a year will pay a lower rent than somebody making $35,000.
It's on a scale of sorts. I get
it. It is.
I get it.
And
Muncie Mayor,
be over the average.
Dan Ridenour is my guest live on the new WMUN. I invited him in this morning to talk about this apartment complex notion. And the 5-year tax abatement part, again, you've talked about that to me so many times, to help me to understand and our listeners too. That is not uncommon to convince a company to choose, in this case, Muncie, to build this complex at the Till Pond area, if, for those that are wondering where this would be, the new Till Pond area, which is a part of town which is not developed very largely, and I assume when you do that kind of a situation, it begets some other developments typically around it, right?
It certainly does. There are, so let me, and I hope I have enough time
to go
through
this. You have plenty of time. Yep, absolutely.
So number one, we need more housing options. Our housing stock continues to grow older and older and older, and we've not had a lot of new construction. In fact, we've not had new apartment communities built other than the one downtown that we started and that was built in 2020,
yeah.
There have not been new apartment communities built that were not for students. And so that creates a situation that requires people to rent houses that are getting older and older and older. And so this was a way to provide additional housing for an area. It also is a way to build up the number of people living in an area, which creates opportunities to have the studies that are required by national companies who are retail and or grocery stores and or other opportunities. They're looking for, are there people moving into this neighborhood or not? We've had difficulty getting on the east side and the south side additional grocery stores,
right.
And primarily the national companies won't come here because they haven't seen enough growth. So a secondary positive was to have 276 more units in a neighborhood that's on the south side. We view that as very positive to helping get those studies to say, yes, come here and build your grocery store or your retail or your restaurant or your other opportunities. So that was another thing. The third thing is that 17 acres of land that has been vacant for a long, long time. There are a lot of activities that start on that particular property that have negative impacts. And these are not positive activities. I'm not going to go into details.
Okay.
But there are people having cars broken into and so forth. And most of that is starting from that vacant lot. So this will completely develop that vacant lot, which will eliminate that problem. And then financially, it's very good for the city because the taxes on a $52 million apartment development mm-hmm. would be somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million a year. So it helps the city fund the city services that the public needs.
And that $500,000-plus would come after the 5-year abatement had concluded, assuming that gets approved. Am I right in that thinking?
Yes, okay. Except I was rather creative in putting this together in that what we put for them was we will give you a 100% abatement the first year. So the city wouldn't get anything the first year, but we're only giving them 80% the second year. So they start paying taxes year two. They don't go 5 years without paying taxes.
Oh, okay,
they
okay.
start paying some. And that second year tax that the city would receive equals 55 years of what that vacant lot currently pays.
I see. Now, what did city council not like about this? Can you put that into words somehow?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
I thought it was a very easy transaction, which is why I brought it.
Okay,
but
now
here's
now,
the other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, please.
Well, here's the other thing. The city only has three options without going to the state or the federal government. We can do tax abatements. We can do MRC, Muncie Redevelopment Commission Fund, or we can do Economic Development Income Tax, which are mayor's budget funds. We have those three options. We have no other thing that we can do to incentivize companies to build apartments and or bring their businesses here. For the other things, we have to go to the state and to the federal government. So because I thought this was a pretty simple transaction, I went ahead and took it to the council for the tax abatement. Well, when they delayed it, the developer said, we started this in January. Now we have to go all the way to April. We're worried about interest rates. We're worried about construction costs. We're going to back out. This was after they tabled it. This was outside the council room. So they left the room. I went with them. They told me, we're going to cancel this. I talked him out of going in, and then later on, he went back in, but was not able to speak and say, we're done. We're going to sell the, because they already bought the lot for over $500,000. So I talked him off the ledge.
Another council member helped me do it. The company. Okay,
the
very
company,
good. Okay, very good. Got it.
The main people involved.
Okay.
And encouraged them to let me come up with a plan B, because I know I have other options. But I had to go to another board to get option B, which was the MRC. The MRC looked at the numbers, looked at the housing development, looked at the needs of the city, looked at that lot, and said, this is something we want to do. So that's why the MRC unanimously approved using MRC funds to pay what is equal to what would have been earned by the company over the 5-year time.
Live radio, WMUN. I'm getting some feedback in my headphones. I don't know if you're hearing that or not, Mr. Mayor, and our listeners. I apologize for that. But this is very, very useful information, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate this. Is it uncommon for a mayor to go to city council first, which is, I think, protocol, and then to go to MRC separately second, or is that just another way to execute that which needs to occur in your mind?
Well, is it uncommon? It's not something we have done before in my tenure.
Now, eventually, you're going to, I assume, have to go to city council to get them to approve it. I mean, MRC, them voting unanimously to approve it doesn't finish it off. Is that right?
Oh, it does finish it off, or it can finish it off.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have to go to the council. We only have to go to the council for a tax abatement. MRC's budget is not controlled by the council.
Okay. Got it. So what was done with MRC was not with respect to the tax abatement.
The MRC approved two things. Okay. They approved the tax abatement in case the council would approve it later, but they also approved, we'll just pay for it. Because we see this as value, so we don't necessarily have to go to the council now. So I've already reached out to the developer, and they're now starting their final engineering.
Okay, very good. So am I hearing correctly, this project, as of yesterday's vote by MRC, is a go?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm clear, so I'm explaining it properly to the community. So there is going to be a 276 apartment complex. It's Horizon, I can't read my writing.
Companies,
thanks, LLC, that will happen in what's called or to be called the Till Pond area, moderate to low income housing. And that is happening in part, no, not in part, but because of and in as a result of that vote Thursday. By the Muncie Redevelopment Commission. Do I have it all right?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
You have it all right, but I'm going to add one caveat.
Please do.
They still have to get the state to approve the tax credits.
Okay.
And in order to apply for that, you have to have certain parts of the engineering done.
Any reason that wouldn't happen? The state approval?
Well, they're competitive.
Okay.
And on other ones that we've sent in, I know there were 35. We try and be very careful and do it as best we can. But there were 35 cities that sent in housing developments last year, and only 17 were awarded. We were one of those, but it's competitive.
Okay.
So we're hopeful.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, I really appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
To you, this is not complicated because this kind of stuff floats. I mean, no, really, it floats around in your brain and crunching numbers and so forth as a specialty. But I think, to me and to the general populace, I just wanted for you to be able to explain more explicitly and clearly, and you have, about what the status is, what it was, and what you're hoping it will be. I really appreciate the time, Mr. Mayor.
My pleasure. All right, my pleasure. Excellent. Thank you, Steve.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour on this morning's Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now is not the time to deal with heating issues. Is your furnace in need of attention? Right now you can own a new furnace for as little as $75 per month. That's right, just $75 per month. We also have 0% financing specials and up to $4,000 off a new heating and cooling system. We also offer free second opinions. Now's the time to save on your new system. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com. Heil, depend on us.
New year, new career. Hi, this is Stephen Brand, General Manager at Magna. If you are looking for a career with a people-centric environment, then Magna is the place for you. Magna could be the perfect fit. Want to find out? Getting started is simple. Walk in any Wednesday between 8 a.m. and noon for an on-the-spot interview. Find out about Magna's world-class benefits with profit sharing, apprenticeships, and 401k match. Job security is key when making career decisions, and Magna has a plan for you. We look forward to moving your career with Magna forward for all.
I'm Marnell Bishop, and I teach chemistry. I really believe that teaching is a calling. I reach kids who need to be reached. We just work with all kinds of different kids with all kinds of different abilities and ideas and behaviors, and it's really important to make sure the kids know that you care and that you're interested in them. Then they're going to generally show you respect. I can't imagine doing anything else.
Muncie Community Schools, placing learners first.
Do you, right now, at this very moment, need a 60-pound gas-powered jackhammer capable of mashing to dust concrete or any other form of solid earth unfortunate enough to get in its way? Probably no. You're like, I'm in my car with my kid, man. Settle down. Point is, you don't need it now, but who knows what the future holds? So why invest when you can rent from the best? A-Rental Service Company has the tool for any project. See their wide selection of inventory now at arentalservice.com and be prepared for all the projects the future holds with A-Rental Service Company.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
On Friday, March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, our morning news summary coming now. More Madison County strife on how to spend all that taxpayers' money. But first to Henry County for a story we had earlier this week.
I'm Peter Colleen. A trial of a former Newcastle officer accused of using excessive force is now set for August. 45-year-old Aaron Strong faces four charges. Star Press reporting he stands accused of beating an arrestee with an expandable baton after that man had surrendered. Madison County Council deadlocked an American Rescue Plan funding for two requests by the prosecutor's office, but approved a request from the public defender's office.
LBC News bits shipments of that toxic soil from the East Palestine Trail derailment to an Indiana landfill have now resumed. Heritage Environment in Putnam County has now found the level of dioxins is within acceptable area of safety, according to government regulators. Ball State men's volleyball coming off a 3-0 home win against the same team this week travel to Ohio State tomorrow night. Attorney General Todd Rokita is explaining why he wants more information from Hoosier clinics he suspects of providing gender-affirming care to transgender children. Kurt Darling has that.
That care would include puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgery.
I think these things are child abuse, frankly. These actions of truth.
Rokita talking to WYBC's Hammer and Nigel. In letters he sent out, he wants these clinics to tell him what kind of care that they have been providing to trans kids, if any. So far, he hasn't heard back from any of those clinics. Supporters of gender-affirming care have been vocal at the State House this year, with lawmakers considering a bill to ban such care in Indiana. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
And Muncie had that 106th birthday yesterday. Here's another youngster elsewhere.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman who's 102 and leads an exercise class makes today's Dean's List. Jean Bailey lives at Elk Ridge Senior Living in Omaha, Nebraska, and has been helping her fellow residents stay in shape. Jean teaches four times a week for 35 minutes and shows others how to keep moving, even if you're in a wheelchair. Jean was born in 1921 in Lusk, Wyoming. She raised three kids and worked as a florist. Jean says she doesn't have any secrets to living a long life, but she's always been mindful of her health and what she eats. Jean Bailey, you're amazing. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And can you guess the average person will lose two of these in their life? The answer? Credit cards, usually left behind at a store or restaurant. More on the hit and run in Muncie earlier this week.
From the Wolf Boom Radio News Desk, I'm Peter Colleen. A person dead after an apparent hit and run northwest of Muncie.
Somebody walking down the road was hit in the early morning hours, and a little while after that investigation ended, one of our deputies spotted a vehicle that had some damage on the passenger side. And in my words, it appears to be, you know, an older gentleman that didn't know that he had hit a person. He thought maybe it was a small animal or something. Just terrible.
Sheriff Tony Skinner on yesterday's Delaware County Today radio show on the new WMUN. When I spoke yesterday to BSU President Jeffrey Mearns, he reminded me of the great season the women's track and field team had and the amazing charity Griffith.
She qualified for the national championships, the NCAA Division I championships, in two events, which is very rare. She finished 13th in the pentathlon, which is a multi-event competition, and she finished 5th in the high jump and is an All-American again. And just so that you put this in context, okay, do you know how high she can jump? It's 6'2¾", nearly 6'3". So she could jump over you.
That entire interview airs on This Week in Delaware County, first airing Saturdays 9 a.m. on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN. A pimp from Fort Wayne was put to jail for trafficking a minor to Indy.
Over the course of 1 month in 2021, Damian Alexander would take a 17-year-old girl and an adult friend of hers back and forth between Fort Wayne and Indianapolis hotels. Alexander got thousands of dollars by pimping out the two. Police found cell phone videos of Alexander berating and abusing her while she was severely impaired. IMPD caught up to Alexander and found the girl at the Sheraton Hotel in Keystone Crossing. Wednesday, he was sentenced to 15 years in federal prison. Parker Carlson, Network Indiana.
And in the few days after daylight saving time began, U.S. businesses lost almost $500 million in productivity. Keeping your data safe is the goal of a bill that's being reviewed by lawmakers in Indiana right now.
The bill was written by Republican Senator Liz Brown of Fort Wayne.
I have older kids, and they just said, you know, this is a problem. They're on the web a lot more than I am, and you should do something. That was really the genesis of it.
She tells Wish TV this bill would let anyone demand a copy of the data a company is keeping on them and even order that company to delete their data and stop tracking them. A committee heard testimony on Brown's bill Wednesday, but did not vote on it. Still, though, Brown is confident it will become law. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
More pre-K classes coming to Muncie Community Schools.
Next year, Grissom and Southview will have three pre-K classrooms. Longfellow, in partnership with Huffer, will offer a second one. And then East Washington Academy will offer a second one. So all of those will be housed in Muncie Community Schools. It's a great way for parents to receive high-quality services for their young children, and then they can get to know our schools, which makes that transition to kindergarten very easy for our students.
Dr. Kwiatkowski's interview can be heard on WMUNMuncie.com. Right now, scroll down through the podcast from last week. LBC News Bits, Amber's Beauty School, one of Indiana's oldest and most respected institutions, according to a release, has announced the launch of a new aesthetics program starting June 2023. High school boys basketball reminder, Wapahani game 10 a.m. tomorrow on 96.7, 102.9 and free streams. The Delta game will be at about noon on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams and Alexa command, play WMUN. And on Monday's new weekly radio show called 765businessjournal.com, guest will be Randy Dunnock, VP of the Albany Town Board, 9 to 9:30 in the morning Monday on the new WMUN, which you are listening to now. Steve Lindell. That'll do it for this morning's St. Patrick's Day edition. March the 17th. Hope your bracket is not completely busted. The tournament continues, again highlighting the Ball State women winning huge at home last night. Monday night is their next game on the road and on WMUN. From the Axia Command Center live this morning, this is Delaware County Today on the talk of Muncie, the new WMUN.